Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner as we talk all things Burlingame head or football, I should say, with head football coach and Coach Slater. Coach, great to have you on again. You know, coming off a two possession game last week, but you know, competitive game, lost to Madison. What's your initial thoughts on how things shook out last week?
Yeah, we're certainly disappointed. You know, coming up short in that game, we put a lot into it as a staff and as a team, and you know, to fall short on the road, you know, certainly stung. But a lot can come from it. You know, there was plenty of learning opportunities in yesterday's film session, and it was two good football teams competing, and we certainly had our chances. And Madison, you know, is a tough opponent, and they had a great game plan, and they played better than us. That's kind of what it comes down to. They executed better. They played better. You know, any time that we felt the momentum possibly shift, you know, over to us, you know, they had an immediate answer and an immediate response to that, and to get the momentum back. And we played from behind all night. You know, give them credit. They came out and threw, you know, some punches early, and it took us a while to settle in, and, you know, just had us playing from behind all night and got us kind of out of rhythm, out of character, you know, with some things, but plenty of opportunities to learn from it. And we got to be able to grow and mature and move forward and not dwell on it and let it snowball into this week. So it'll be good to be back home and for homecoming.
And Coach, when you look at the film from last week, what are some things you want to work on as you get into this week?
Well, I thought, you know, some things showed up on film of just, you know, poor execution on our part, or, you know, kind of us doing things to shoot our own selves in the foot. You know, we had three times the other night that it was fourth down, fourth and one, fourth and six, and we jump off sides and give them a first down or certainly make things easier. You know, there's several times where we have two guys in the same gap. You know, we don't have a scheme where we have two guys in the same gap. Everybody needs to be, you know, in their gap, and we kind of got out of our gap assignment, and Madison took, you know, advantage of those type of things. You know, and we need better contributions from people that we certainly think are players of capable of making plays, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, making open field tackles. And so those type of things we need to clean up. We had plenty of positive go on Friday, but, you know, just not enough to get us the win. Madison did some things better than us that, you know, allowed them to take control of the game and execute at a higher level. We didn't execute good enough to win. So we got to be able to clean those things up. You know, on offense, we got to be able to block the right person that we're supposed to on the play. I didn't feel like we're running our feet on contact. We're kind of getting to the spot and then kind of just staying there. We're not running our feet, so we got to address those type of issues. And hopefully that we can become a better team this week and learn from it. You know, sometimes through failure, you know, it can lead to a bigger picture, and hopefully that's what we can do here. But it's going to need to be the right approach, and our leadership's going to need to take some ownership in some things to be able to move forward and grow from it.
And Coach, final question for you is, let's talk about this week's game. You got a big game opening up district play. How excited are you and your kids to open up district play at home?
Yeah, it's homecoming week for us, so, you know, a lot of fun things going on here at the school, a lot of positive energy. It'll be fun to get back in the home in front of the home crowd, but we certainly want to play well and play at a high level. We know we're capable of it. We're just not very consistent with it right now, so we got to work on being consistent. Center comes in, you know, much improved team from last year, playing a lot better football. So, you know, they're going to present some challenges. We can't be a team that overlooks anybody. We're not going to be a very good team if we don't do the things that we need to do to play well. When we do things the right way and are sound, we're a pretty good football team. But when we don't, we get out of character, and we're average or below average. And so we got to be more consistent. We got to clean up some things, be physical, play with high energy. We can't come out feeling sorry for ourselves this week after a tough, you know, loss. We got to come out on homecoming and play hard in front of our home crowd, fly around, have fun, get back to the winning side of things. You know, it's important to get off to a 1-0 start in the district. You know, a lot of goals of ours happen with district play. You know, we want to host a home playoff game, and you got to be able to finish in the top two in your district. So, you know, getting off to a good start will be key. And, you know, we have some tough games in our district, so we always want to start off fast here.
All right, Coach. Well, I wish you luck in this week's game.
Thank you.
That is Jeff Slater, the head of football coach at Burlingame, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and Bank of Burlingame.